Hello and welcome to the 12th episode of Mobile Podcast. Mobile Podcast gives you exclusive insights into the major public interest issues affecting the mobile telecommunications industry. I'm your host, Simon Clark, and in this edition we'll speak with Gunilla Astbrink, the National Coordinator of the Australian Consumer Advocacy Group, TeddyCore, about their work on raising awareness of telecommunication issues for people with a disability. TeddyCore has been representing the interests of people with disabilities on telecommunications equity and accessibility issues since 1998. TeddyCore is administered by the Australian Federation of Disability Organisations and is supported by the Australian Government through grants for consumer advocacy programs. Gunilla Astbrink is TeddyCore's national coordinator and has nearly 20 years' experience working with information technology and telecommunications issues relating to disability. She's a director on the board of the Internet Society of Australia and was the Australian member of the COST-219 European Commission project on telecommunications and disability. Mobile Podcast is honoured to have Gunilla Astbrink as our guest, and I spoke earlier with her by phone from her office in Brisbane in Australia.
Gunilla, welcome to our program.
Thank you very much, Simon. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, could we start with your role as National Coordinator of TeddyCore? Can you tell us a bit more about TeddyCore and your work with the organisation?
Yes, I'd be happy to, Simon. TeddyCore stands for Telecommunications and Disability Consumer Representation. It's quite a long title, but it aims to describe what we do. We're funded by the Australian Government and auspiced by the Australian Federation of Disability Organisations. So we really are representative of the major disability advocacy bodies in Australia. And the aim of TeddyCore is to improve telecommunications products and services and also improve equity for people with disabilities so that they can communicate by phone using ICT just like anyone else in the community.
And I understand you were recently involved in staging the Signposts for Change forum that was held in Australia in February. Can you tell us more about the forum and what its aims were?
Yes, certainly. TeddyCore's platform is really working on the collaborative activities, and we were delighted after contacting the minister for broadband communications and the digital economy in Australia, Senator Stephen Conroy, that he agreed to hold such a forum. And we were closely with the department to plan it. And we ended up with a very successful day on the 16th of February in Melbourne, where we had the minister speak, we had the parliamentary secretary for disabilities speak, and we really brought together a range of stakeholders from industry, the regulators, government, and of course consumer organisations. So we had up to 90 people there, and we had the opportunity of discussing in six breakout sessions a number of issues around accessibility, affordability, and availability of various telecommunications products and services for people with disabilities.
And specifically, I guess, in regard to the mobile phone industry, what sorts of conclusions were drawn from the conference in that area?
Well, I think it was very clear, both from what the minister stated, and this was reflected in some real-life stories we heard, and also in the discussion sessions, that mobile phones now are really a very important part of people's lives, and definitely are taking over from fixed phones. So really the mobile phone industry is central to how people with disabilities can use communications now and into the future.
In what sort of way can mobile communications play that positive role in the life of people with disabilities? You mentioned before there were real-life examples. Can you give us any of those real-world scenarios?
Definitely. For example, people use mobile phones for security and communication for entertainment, etc. But if we talk about, for example, a person who has a severe physical disability, they might need to call upon a carer if they're out and about and they are in a situation where they need assistance, and then they can have a phone right at the ready. For a blind person, it's vital to be able to communicate and actually get information. So, for example, there was a person called Zell, who we talked about at the forum, and she uses the mobile to let people know she's arrived at the train station. They can pick her up. She uses her mobile for banking transactions and generally communication in a wide variety of ways. And interestingly enough, when we asked her what telecommunications means for her, she said it's given her what she most values and cherishes in life, and that's her freedom. And I think that's a very, very powerful statement, that it's not just something that is a fun thing to use and to have, but it's essential to people's lives.
So with mobile phone accessibility playing that integral role in people's lives, are there barriers that currently exist preventing people with accessibility issues gaining full access to these benefits?
Unfortunately, there are, and that comes from a number of different reasons. Sometimes I think that industry may not quite understand the importance of mobile phones to, say, older people who might need larger keys. They might need adjustable fonts that they can see on larger screens on the phone, phones that are easy to use, able to be navigated easily, and so forth. So there's a range of things that can be done to make phones more accessible, I suppose, and more attractive for older people and particular people with disabilities. There are also issues about the barriers to use. For example, a blind person needs to buy extra software for speech output of all the menu functions, including battery strength, signal coverage, and reading out SMS messages, and that's an additional cost. And the other thing, of course, is that sometimes it's very difficult to get information about features that meet particular people's needs, and that's something where we are very excited that the Mobile Manufacturers Forum are going to make a huge difference here in the provision of that type of information from its website, and we're looking forward to that information being made available more and more widely as time goes on.
I think you're referring there to the Global Accessibility Reporting Initiative. That project involves a new website, and manufacturers are adopting new processes to report the accessibility features of each mobile phone model. Is this a step in the right direction? Is it headed the right way?
It definitely is. And I think that from Tedicor's point of view, working with Mobile Manufacturers Forum on this find the right way of presenting the information, and also having a large number of mobile manufacturers inputting this information from across the world, it definitely is the right way to go and will benefit a lot of people.
Are there any other recommendations that you think the mobile phone industry could take up that would help in this area?
Yes, I think that there's a term we use, universal design or inclusive design, which basically means as a phone is designed, to think about how it can work for the broader community. Obviously, many phones are designed to be attractive for business users and for young people, but with a population of about 20% in most countries that have a disability, we're talking about a large number of people who could really benefit from particular features on phones to meet their needs. And I've only outlined some. Certainly hearing aid compatibility is something else. Video calling for deaf people using sign language is another aspect. And while these are available on some phones, we need to think about how those features can be incorporated right from the start in the design process. And that's where testing with users with disabilities, incorporating some of these design ideas with teams who understand disability and accessibility issues would be really beneficial.
Well, it sounds like there's a good deal of opportunity for people with your sort of expertise to work with the industry into the future.
Thank you very much, Simon, and I look forward to doing that, and I'm sure we'll have more and more positive results.
Indeed, and Gunilla, thank you very much for joining us on the program today. We've very much enjoyed the conversation, and thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Simon.
Mobile Podcast would like to thank Gunilla Asprink for taking her time to appear on the program. We'd also like to thank you for listening and hope you enjoyed the 12th episode produced in March 2009. Mobile Podcast will be available for download regularly at www.mmfai.org/mobile podcast or www.gsmworld.com/health. Mobile Podcast is made available for download by the Mobile Manufacturers Forum and the GSM Association. The information contained on this podcast is provided for general information purposes only and does not purport to offer legal, health, or any other professional advice. Where reference is made to a company or a specific commercial product or service, howsoever referred, no endorsement or recommendation is implied or intended. The views expressed are those of the speakers alone and do not necessarily represent those of the Mobile Manufacturers Forum or GSM Association. All guests have volunteered their time to help promote an open discussion of the issues addressed.